Many new parents in Vermont face a tough choice. Take a leave of absence from work to stay home with their newborns and forego a paycheck, or head back to work shortly after the baby arrives. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a coalition of groups is trying to put an end to that dilemma.
In 2013, on a warm fall day outside a bakery in central Vermont, former Governor Madeleine Cunin joined a crowd of advocates to launch a legislative push for mandated paid sick leave. Earlier this month, at a family center in central Vermont, Cunin reunited with many of the advocates behind the paid sick leave law. This time, Cunin says they have a different goal in mind.
80% of families have both mother and father in the workplace. That means, who takes care of the newborn?
Nationwide, only about 10% of workers have access to paid family leave from an employer. Cunin and other advocates want to make Vermont the fifth state to institute a mandatory paid family leave program.
We got paid 6 days in the last legislative session, and we were told that couldn't be done. So we're not going to listen to those who say it can't be done.
Carrie Brown is the executive director of the Vermont Commission on Women. Brown says the gender pay gap in Vermont persists in part because of the disproportionate roles that women play in running the household.
Women simply bear a greater share of the responsibility for taking care of family members than men do. And so paid family and medical leave is one way to try to address that.
The proposal calls for a statewide insurance program that would allow men and women to take extended paid leave, not just for the arrival of a newborn, but to recover from a serious illness or to tend to a sick family member. Brown says the marketplace has not been able to deliver this benefit on its own.
We know that it's also one that's too expensive for a lot of people on both ends of the equation.
And so a coalition that includes AARP, the Vermont NEA, and some socially progressive business alliances are pushing for a, quote, statewide family and medical leave insurance program. There's one big sticking point. Such a program would likely require a payroll deduction taken from both workers and the businesses that employ them.
A payroll tax would be a showstopper for me.
That's Republican candidate for governor Phil Scott.
I don't believe that employers can afford that at this point in time.
The wisdom of mandated paid family leave has become an issue in the governor's race. Democrat Sue Minter says she supports the proposal. Phil Scott says Vermont's businesses can't withstand yet another tax.
And imposing another mandate on employers is just going to be of great concern to many of us.
Scott says he supports voluntary paid family leave policies at businesses, like the one in place at his own construction company. Scott says employees have in the past had to leave work for extended periods to deal with illnesses or family issues.
And we continue to pay them because we feel that we're taking care of our employees, but we're able to do that voluntarily and within our means.
But former Governor Cunin says leaving the policy to the will of the employer does nothing for the employees who would benefit most from the family leave benefits.
Middle wage earners and low wage earners don't have the clout to negotiate. So it's an economic issue.
The Paid Family Leave Coalition says it will try to get legislation passed in the upcoming legislative session. Their successor defeat might hinge on who wins the gubernatorial election on November 8th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.